It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing gets me bragging like a talk with my friend Megan at McFarland's. Came up with that just right now. Aren't you amazed, Megan?
Impressive.
My guest this morning is Megan Stotz. Megan, I don't think I know for sure what your official title is at the library.
It's changed within the last year. Okay. My title now is officially assistant director. Kind of just reflecting the changes in job duties.
Congratulations. Thank you. That's wonderful. So you're now working more directly with Jennifer as the director, yeah. Right?
And it's kind of nothing really was an official change. It was just more to reflect how after the past 13 years.
So they didn't have like a coronation ceremony or anything, put a crown on. So
I did not touch you about the course. So.
Right. And I still do the teen and adult programming and things that I did when I started. It's just reflecting.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad I was not aware of that at all. So congratulations.
Thank you.
The Ruth Culver Memorial Library, right in town here. So Megan and I have known each other for a number of years because my daughter, Elizabeth, was pretty heavily involved with the library. Yes. One, Stella, she reads all the time. So, but it's just great to have you on the show. I know Beth was on the show a number of months ago. So, and I reached out to you guys about a month or so ago, I guess, and said, it's time for a library show. Come on, let's get somebody out here. And they threw you to the wolves, Megan.
It was rock, paper, scissors.
I could just see you guys doing that, too. Oh, geez, why did I pick rock? Or scissors probably is a, well, I guess, is there statistics for that, I wonder, you know, if you're just like one that you don't want to pick. Anyways, thanks for being here this morning, Assistant Director of the Ruth Culver Library. Megan, we talked a little bit before we went on the air, so tell me a little bit about how you got into library sciences and did you at 6 years old were saying, someday I'm going to be one, you know, every time you went to the library, or how did that happen?
Well, no, it didn't really happen that way. I mean, I used the library a lot as a kid, reading and everything, and then I started actually working at my local library when I was in high school. Okay. It was kind of, you know, a nice job, especially I'm from Cross Plains. There aren't a lot of fast food options, at least not back when I was that age looking for a job.
Well, you're close enough to Middleton that all the fast food was just a little ways down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it was a nice local job.
Okay. You know. Okay.
And it was a good environment for me.
I would think, I mean, that's the thing I have always appreciated of libraries is that I always think of them as safe places.
Right.
I mean, I think, you know, even, you know, the kids that are problematic are sometimes drawn to them because it is a safe place, but they tend to figure out pretty quickly that this is a different environment and the acting out behaviors aren't going to fly, for one.
Right.
But then it's okay to not have those behaviors here, that something nicer is going on. So I've always appreciated that I think you must see that with the kids that come through.
And it's interesting, too, kids that maybe when initially they start coming, you have to talk to them about how, you know, you can't do that here. And then you get to know them and they know that it's an okay place to come. And even if they have one bad day and you know they have to leave, we'll welcome them back the next day.
Sure. It's not like you're going, oh, not you again. Out.
Right.
So, yeah. Which is great because kids, a lot of times that are having those acting out behaviors, just need somebody first to say what the rules are and to be consistent about them and fair about them. You know, you're going to let him do that, but you're not going to let me. And the libraries are pretty much no shh means shh. You know, it's just.
Yes.
For everyone. So you grew up libraries. Reading was obviously part of your household. So you were saying before we went on the air, you had a bunch of the golden books.
The little golden books. We had the club that we would get new ones every month. My mom always read a lot.
Okay.
Still does.
Okay. So, you know, that really is, I think I've seen that more and more, that the kids that come from families where a lot of reading is done, they really get to have that love of it. Right.
And it makes a difference. You're modeling the behavior and not just saying you need to go read for 15 minutes.
Right. And, you know, I think of that with Elizabeth. She and I read every night. Josiah and I, not so much. And, you know, I don't know. We just never found that groove together, and I think I was working differently too. So I just feel bad about that, that it was, you know, she's really loves book, can't live without them.
Right.
And Josiah's like, meh. So I think I failed. I'm not sure here what happened. So then you go off to school, right, after high school, go off to school at UW-Madison, right?
Right.
Okay. And you're in school. Did you right away go to the library sciences there, or how did that happen?
No, I kind of, you know, school's never been my favorite thing. I declared my major the second semester of my junior year, okay, based on what I had taken enough classes in to be able to graduate in 4 years.
Okay.
And that was sociology.
Okay.
So
you had some sort of interest there in sociological.
Yes, right. And there's so many different things you could do, where like they have classes about sociology of education or business and
sure,
law, just a wide variety of things that
sure,
you can.
And a lot of that is really interesting when right, you start looking at the behavior of people within
exactly
those organizations. And thankfully at universities, you actually are required to think about those things a little bit,
right,
rather than just live through them as we do every day.
Right. And of course, I took other classes outside that department too. And
okay,
when I graduated and started looking for a job is when I thought, okay, you know, I've been working this whole time in my library,
okay,
and that's really what I liked and where I felt comfortable. So then I took a year off and then started grad school at Madison.
Okay.
A year after I graduated with my undergraduate.
Okay. So, and that is that then specifically a master of sciences in library sciences? Is that
yes?
How, okay. And what does a person do? I mean, what kinds of classes, once you get the Dewey Decimal System done, which I don't think they're even using that anymore, are they? So, but once you get that stuff done, what else are there? And I've always wondered what the course load looks like for a master's student.
It kind of varies a little what track you're going on.
Okay.
I was focused more on public libraries, so I had, you have to take a management class,
okay,
cataloging,
okay,
and just more classes about theory of what libraries are or what they should be, classes on literature.
Okay.
I took a class about programming, like doing, you know, story time. That's not what I do now, but
but you learn. I mean, well, you,
right,
we don't think about that. I don't think generally we think about that. Those aren't just, you know, hey, let's have a storytelling club. It really, there's a method and a science. Well, yeah, I guess a science to it, right? In terms
right,
of how that's planned out and
right, you're not just pulling a random book off the shelf and then
okay. So do you, when you're planning, let's talk about that for a second. When you're doing a storytelling or planning a storytelling time for, say, the fall, do you pre-select all the books that are going to be used during that fall and try to kind of like arc through a theme or something?
So like, for example, this fall, Beth is doing an alphabet train theme.
Okay.
So each week will be a different letter.
Okay.
And so she kind of plans it to go through the fall.
So when you get to like Z, well, no, what would be a tough letter to, when you think, isn't there anyone going, oh gosh, I forgot about Q, you know, so what go your Queens, I guess we're going to do a
right,
bunch of Queen things. So, or Quakers, we'll do some stuff on Quakers. And so Quaker cereal, there'll be something there. I say, we got to figure it out. Okay, Beth, don't
yes,
worry about
she's
Q.
All set.
We got so, but so then when you're looking at like, I think of that with public libraries too. I forget now, how is the U.S. public library system, is it different from the rest of the world? I mean, there are some countries obviously can't even afford to have a library, but...
Right, well, like there's some countries where they don't have libraries, and so if they come here, they don't understand that it's free to use. You,
mm-hmm,
all you need is a library card, and as long as you're returning your things
right,
on time, you're...
And
you
paying
know,
your fees
it's
like
not,
we do regularly.
Right,
yeah,
right, so...
Okay. They don't get that concept. It really, I get to...
And, right.
So are there still... There are limits, though, too, right? I mean, if a kid gets a brand new library card and wants to check out this whole shelf...
Well, the limit is 100 things checked out at a time.
Really?
So if you can manage that...
Wow.
Of course, if you have 100 things checked out at a time and then you bring them back late, you're...
Right.
You can't use your card anymore until you pay that fine. But.
Which would be, yeah, we're going to learn that lesson real quick, aren't we? Well,
right,
and things have changed so much in terms of, I mean, it's not just books anymore, right?
Right.
I mean, you think about all the different services that libraries have, tapes, DVDs. I mean, the VHSs are all gone now.
And, they're
and,
gone.
And the DVDs are probably headed before too much longer, too. I mean, I see more of those kind of being shelved because they're just
right,
not getting circulated.
Right. Well, and now we have Blu-rays
right,
and oh, yeah, and there's more focus too on the electronic resources like ebooks and things. So there's people using our services that we might see once every 4 years to renew their library card.
Okay.
Because you can do so much from home with your, you know, your Kindle or your other e-reader.
Yeah, because with your like the Mad Cat service, you can reserve books electronically, and when they become available, it just basically sends you an email, right?
That's right.
This book is now available. You can download it, and if you get like the 3-day window, just like you would for a hold, right? That it, if you don't download it in a certain amount of time, the next person in line gets it.
Yes. Well, they've changed that a little bit now too, where you can set it up to automatically check it out to you.
Okay.
So, but then you lose that.
Right.
You know, it's a balance of, because it's due, when it's due back, it gets returned.
Right.
So.
That's the thing that always goofed me up. It's like, you know, there's all these books I would love to read, and then they would all become available like at the same time. It's like, okay, I'm not going to get all these, but now I got to get back in the loop for that one.
Right.
So it's, it's definitely a balancing act to figure out what to do with all that. What about other, you have paintings too, don't you? I mean, there's like artwork that can be checked out or something, wasn't there? Or is that just larger libraries that do that?
It depends on the library. We don't have paintings, but we have other things like binoculars that you can check out.
Okay.
Or
really? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and birding books, obviously.
Of course.
Right with the area right there. There are like kits and stuff too. I remember talking with, was it Beth? Or maybe it was Meg up at the Baraboo Library, that there are actually kits on like stop action animation that the libraries have purchased kind of as a group.
Right.
So you have some of those kinds of things available as well.
They're mostly for use for libraries to put on programs. We've done the stop motion at teen events 2 or 3 times now.
Okay.
They have like Lego Mindstorms we're bringing in a couple weeks for the coding club.
Okay. We're going to talk more about that, so keep that thought. So are there, how do those things have differing periods of time that you can check them out for them because of the nature of the materials, or?
Right, and because, you know, we don't want one library to using it the whole time.
Right.
It depends on what it is and how popular, how long you can borrow it from the system to put on your events.
Are there software things available for people to load, or like computer systems, things like that people can utilize? Because haven't you had like iPads or something too?
We have iPads in the library.
Okay. Or like, I thought I saw something about like...
we have Kindles and
Kindles
that
you
can check out.
Okay.
So it's a good way you can see if you like it before you make the purchase.
Sure.
Or we also have a Nook tablet.
Okay.
So you can kind of compare the different options.
Okay.
The prices have come down a lot on them since they first came out. But it's a way to compare if you're not sure which one you want, or if you want a tablet that you can access apps and internet, or just a Kindle e-reader that is just for reading.
Okay. Well, I think of like all the kids things, the number of like, I always loved the fact that there were the packs of books with like little finger puppets.
Right.
In
we still have those.
I love that stuff. I swear I'm going to just come play with that stuff just because it's like, oh, I wish they would have had this when I was a kid.
Right.
So when we had some of that when Lizzie was growing up, I remember there was a book called The Adventures of Taxi Dog. And we loved that book because Taxi Dog was like this kind of mutt that a taxi driver in New York kind of adopts, and he does adopt, and he becomes his, like, you know, taxi cab companion, and the different people that they carry around New York. And then one time it's an opera singer and she's trying to warm up and Taxi Dog is owling along with her, and, you know, of course I would do the while Taxi Dog was singing along. And so those you can't when they do those credit card commercials and they say, you know, $4,000, $400, the library time, priceless.
Right.
So, but anyways, well, we should take a quick break. My guest this morning is Megan Stotz, who's the assistant director at the Ruth Culver Library here right in Prairie du Sac. So we'll be right back in just a moment after a word from our sponsors. And we're going to talk about some really cool programs that are coming up. So if you've got kids, this is pretty much middle school to high school?
Fourth grade to eighth grade, for the coding.
Okay. We're going to talk about a lot of the programs that are coming up here and going on right now at the library. So don't go anywhere. And if you have people that like libraries, tell them to dial in and listen here on 99.7 FM, WRPQ Radio in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. We'll be right back. Thanks, folks.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.